voice of the Army. The United States Army brings you a story of a peacetime battle against the forces of nature. The title, In Time of Stress. This is another in the series of
The Voice of the Army.
This is the story of a disaster. Of a time when a great metropolis was paralyzed, the people panic-stricken. When prompt, intelligent action by the United States Army brought order out of the chaos that was San Francisco. It is 5 o'clock on the morning of April 18th, 1906. The city by the Golden Gate is sleeping, awaiting the dawn. The first faint rays of sunlight dimly illumine the sky beyond the hills of Oakland and Berkeley across the bay. An army sergeant is walking along the deserted street to his modest apartment home. Pauses suddenly. Premonition? Perhaps. He continues homeward. Other things are on Sergeant Spaulding's mind as he returns from night duty at Camp Mason. This has been the first time his young wife, Nancy, has had to remain alone overnight in their apartment. His footsteps quicken as he hurries up the second flight of stairs leading to their rooms.
Nancy? Nancy?
Anxiety for his wife. Only a passing notice of an ominous rumbling.
That's funny. Where could she be? Nancy?
A platter loses its balance on a shelf. The sergeant starts in surprise.
Say, what's going on here? Nancy? Nancy? Where are you, Nancy?
He dashes into the hallway. His neighbors, just roused from sleep, crowd the corridor, frightened, questioning.
Oh, Sergeant Spaulding, what's happening?
I don't know, Mrs. O'Malley. Might be the start of an earthquake.
An earthquake? Oh, no. No, Mike! Michael!
Wait, Mrs. O'Malley! Have you seen my wife? She's not in the apartment! Wait, Mrs. O'Malley!
Oh, what have become of us? How the saints preserve us! Michael, the silverware! Get the silverware!
But, Mrs. O'Malley, listen! Do you know where my wife is? She isn't in the house!
Your wife? Oh, yes, of course. She left last night, Sergeant Spaulding.
Left? But where did she go?
Oh, she said something about the Mission District. Her mother's ill, I think. There might be an order inside.
I didn't think of that. I'll look around. Easy, mister. Easy. Just lie still.
Sergeant. Sergeant Spaulding.
Oh, Captain Crowley, sir. Didn't see you. Can we get an ambulance? This man's hurt.
An ambulance? Wish I could. There's an old livery wagon we can use, though. We'd better get him out of here. This thing isn't over yet.
I think there are more inside, sir. Some may still be alive.
We'll take care of them. Are you hurt?
No, sir. I'm all right. Must have been unconscious for a while. What's happened? Is the whole city like this?
I'm afraid so. It's an earthquake. There have been 3 shocks already and fires have broken out. Half the town's on fire. The buildings in the downtown section are practically all gone. And the Mission District has been badly hit.
The Mission District? That's where my wife is with her family.
Easy, Sergeant.
But I'll have to find her, sir. She may be hurt. Why,
get
she...
Get hold of yourself, Sergeant. I don't want to keep you from your wife. There's work to be done here, plenty of it. All Army troops are being mobilized. You'll report back to Camp Mason immediately.
Gentlemen, our time is very important, so this won't take long. Now, here's the situation. We're dividing the city into separate military districts. Our job in these zones is to organize the homeless, stop any further outbreaks of fire, Provide food and water and as much shelter as possible, and to prevent looting. Major Johnson.
Yes, sir?
You and your men patrolling the Embarcadero will receive assistance from the harbor tugboats and from the fireboats. Captain Crowley.
Yes, sir?
You are assigned to a relief station in the Golden Gate Park. Now, there are a lot of people out there who will need food, shelter, and medical care. As you can see here on the map, we are setting up relief stations throughout the park. Your station is just inside the Gary Street entrance. You'll report to Major Hastings there. Now, Major Schuyler will...
Quiet, please, quiet! Now, if you'll all form one line here to the right, we'll see that everybody's fed. We have enough food for all of you, so don't rush. Just stay in line.
Oh, Mr. Soldier, please, maybe you can help me.
Sorry,
please,
madam, you'll have to stand in line the same as the rest.
No, you don't understand. It's the bambino, my baby. She's sick.
Sick? Oh, just a minute. Oh, Corporal Denton, take this lady over to the medical station right away.
Oh, grazie, grazie, soldier, grazie, plena, grazie.
Whew, what a crowd. How's that soup holding out, Thomas?
There's enough here, Sergeant.
And the beans?
Okay.
Well, see that they all get all they want. The quartermaster is on his way with plenty of beef, bacon, and beans. Let's see now. We'll need about...
Oh, excuse me, Sergeant. Are you from Camp Mason?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you see, I've been looking for Captain Crowley. Captain Crowley of Engineers. Oh, I've been all through the park, and I thought maybe he'd...
Captain Crowley? Why, he's right here someplace, ma'am.
Here? You mean right here? Oh, thank heaven. Where is he? Where?
Say, Thomas, where's Captain Crowley?
He's at headquarters, then.
I'll take you over there, ma'am. It's right this way, right over here. Will you please wait here, ma'am, while I see if the captain's inside?
Surely.
Sir?
Huh? What is it, Sergeant?
I've had a request from someone to see the captain. A lady, sir.
Well, I haven't much time. Do you know who she is?
No, sir, but here she is.
Fred! Oh, Fred!
Carol. Thank God you're safe. Are you all right?
A little hungry, maybe, but otherwise I'm all right.
Sergeant, you remain here and I'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Come along, darling. We'll go over to the field kitchen.
Fred, dear, is there anything I can do to help here? I could...
We'll talk about that after you've eaten. I want to know what happened to you.
Oh, Nancy, Nancy, if only I could find you.
Say, you know, these sandwiches are pretty good.
Hello there, Captain Crowley.
Major Braden. When did you arrive?
Just got in from Los Angeles with General Greeley.
Glad to see you. Oh, this is Sergeant Spaulding, Major. He's been working with me all through this. Done a fine job.
You two look like you've been working. Just what is the situation here now, Captain?
Well, as you know, the city's been badly hit.
Yes, I know.
With the possible exception of Knob Hill, every part of the city suffered.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the worst damage is in the Mission District, almost as far south as Daly City. The Richmond and Sunset districts out here by the park got it pretty badly, too.
Uh-huh.
There are hundreds and hundreds of people up on Telegraph and Russian Hills. We're taking care of them with food and medical supplies, the same as here.
Good.
General Funston has done a magnificent job. He has everything completely under control. I never knew a man with more stamina. He's worked 50 hours with no sleep, and he's just a little tired now. Yes, San Francisco will always be grateful to the general. Oh, but where are your headquarters now, Major Braden?
We've set up temporary headquarters downtown. Have you been relieved here, Captain?
We have, Major. Captain Crawford arrived just a few minutes ago.
Then why don't you come along with me? I'm going there now.
Thank you. I'd be glad to. Is it far from the Mission District?
Well, no, not very.
Then if it can be arranged, I'm sure the sergeant here would appreciate some time off to look for his wife.
Well, I'm sure that can be possible.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Soldier, where do you think you're going?
I've got to get through here. You see, my wife...
Sorry, Sergeant. Nobody goes past this line here. Some of those houses are likely to crumble any minute.
But my wife's folks live here. She was staying with them.
If they're still alive, they're out of this area by now.
But I only have a few hours, and then I've got to report back to Camp Mason. Where could I find them?
Where would they be now?
Couldn't tell you that. You might try the Presidio, or maybe St. Luke's Hospital here in the Mission.
St. Luke's? You don't think...
Look, I don't think anything, but it's your best bet, Sergeant.
Sergeant, it's the most complete list we have. Now, what did you say her name was?
Spaulding. Nancy Spaulding.
Oh, let's see. Spaulding. Oh, yes. Yes, you'll find her in Ward 6.
Ward 6? Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Wait a moment, Sergeant. You don't understand.
Ward 4. 5. 6. Here it is. Pardon me, nurse. I'm looking for a Mrs. Spaulding.
Who? Gary. Oh, Gary.
Nancy. Nancy, honey. Oh, thank heaven you're safe. Where have you been? What happened?
Oh, Gary, I'm so glad to see you. We were so worried.
You were worried? How about me? How's your mother and father?
Oh, they're all right. We got out before any damage was done. But how did you find me?
I took a chance and came here to St. Luke's, and then a nurse directed me to Ward 6. I thought you were a patient.
But what have you been doing all this time? Oh, you look so tired.
Only a little. But I feel a whole lot better now that I know you're safe.
Oh, Gary, it's been so terrible. The whole city in ruins. Everything. And our house, Gary?
It's gone, Nancy.
Oh.
There wasn't anything we could do. Nothing could be saved. But what difference does that make? It was just furniture. Nothing really important. We'll start all over again.
Oh, of course we will. We can all rebuild our homes. And we can all rebuild San Francisco, too. After all, nothing's really lost. Not as long as we have each other.
You and I, Nancy, we'll build a new home, along with all the others. A new city will rise by the Golden Gate. A greater San Francisco.
History records that the valiant and heroic deeds of our American soldiers are not confined to war alone. The archives of our nation are filled with the brilliant accomplishments of our regular army in time of peace. The United States Army has won the gratitude of countless thousands for its services during earthquakes, fires, floods, railroad and plane wrecks, and other emergencies. The regular Army soldier can be proud of his chosen career, a career that provides interesting work, the highest pay in the history of the Army, and the valued esteem of the nation. It's smart to join up.
And it's smart to stay in.
Your regular Army serves the nation and mankind in war and peace.
Choose this fine profession now.
This program was brought to you by the United States Army and featured Sidney Paul, Henry Norell, Jim Bowles, Humphrey Davis, Ida Reese Merrin, Joyce Harris, and Marion Winters. This presentation was written by Corporal Henry Slessor and was directed by Major Phil Lampkin. This is Joseph Tone speaking.
This has been another in the series of
The Voice of the Army.